For the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships in Jackson, Tennessee, I'm joined by Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez. The Majors falling in a tough 1-0 game against Trinity University in the final game of the SCAC Championships from day one. And coach, first of all, just your opening comments on what was a really well-played game and a tough result for your team.
That was a good game to maybe be in the bleachers to watch it, because it was a pretty good game. You know, this goes back to where, you know, fast pitch is, it's a heck of a good sport, and to see a game like that played, but my initial thought is, I mean, runners left on base, you know, we hit double digits, and you hit double digits, runners up in a 1-0 game, that's a lot of missed opportunities.
Coach, as you mentioned, a 1-0 game is as exciting as really you could ask for in a 1-0 game. What was the difference? You know, you said 10 runners left on base. What just couldn't find the holes, balls, just you weren't just able to get that timely scratch, that one hit across.
Yeah, you know, I think when you've seen a pitcher like Friday, and you kind of get a feel of what she's trying to accomplish, you know, hitters, you got a bat in your hand, you got to produce, and unfortunately, that may sound a little harsh, but that's the way it is. You got a bat in your hand, she's making a pitch, and we got to put a ball in play, and we'll take full responsibility, but. You know, I'm not going to say that they were great pitchers or they weren't great pitchers, whatever the case. We just didn't put balls in play to score runners, that's all.
Coach, coming in the weekend, Trinity brought the highest batting average into the SCAC tournament. Yeah. You put Emily Collins out in the circle for you. She had a heck of a game. She allowed just two hits, just the one run. Talk about her performance in the circle for your team.
Emily's was just, you know, I think she looked forward to this. I think she really looked forward to this, and she wanted that kind of a challenge, and she took the ball, and I thought she pitched a heck of a game. You know, she kept things in play. I look at her line and to see what she did, just a couple of hits you know, didn't walk anybody. And across the board, I mean, you kind of figure, okay, which was the winning pitcher? You know, and just one of those things that happened. But now I'll take Emily any day of the week, throw her in the circle in crunch time. So,
Coach, obviously a disappointing result tonight, but still tons of softball to be played left for your team. You bounce back tomorrow. You face off against Austin College. What did you tell the girls after the game? What did you tell the girls after the game, you played Rhodes College tomorrow. What did you tell the girls after the game as they prepare heading into tomorrow's game with Rhodes?
I said, guess what we're doing the rest of the weekend? We're playing softball. There's not a whole lot you can say. You know, we're not going to hang our heads and say we got some softball left to play. That's why we came over here, and hopefully now it's one game at a time, but you just got to throw all your energy into one game and then recover and then do it again. So they didn't have a bad look in their eye. I think they're going to be okay for tomorrow.
Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez again. The Majors now 19-19 on the year after falling a tough 1-0 game against Trinity in the final game of day one of the SCAC Championships. Coach, best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Russ.